Proclamation number 7258, dated the January 17th, 1959. Prerequisite for hearing God's voice: detachment from the world. You must listen deeply within yourselves if you want to hear my voice. And that requires you to completely withdraw from the material world and engross yourselves in spiritual thoughts. It requires you to completely empty your heart from earthly thoughts so that it can then be filled by thought currents of a purely spiritual nature. People will always find it difficult to completely detach themselves from the world, but my voice can be heard more distinctly the less the heart is burdened by mental impressions of worldly origin. Once the heart is completely empty, the flow of my spirit can pour into it unimpeded, and then you will experience this as an uninterrupted talking to you, as a flowing over of my spirit into you, as my direct word which you can hear as clearly as a spoken word. The more you resist earthly thoughts, the more clearly will you hear my voice. And this requires a constant battle with the external world which, impelled by my adversary, wants to intrude time and again in order to disturb the intimate conversation between father and child. You can prevent this by not yielding to it, by rejecting all thoughts pertaining to the world, by instantly addressing me in thought asking me to prevent this interference. And your will shall be taken into account, because it is solely directed towards me. Only those who are able to detach themselves from the world are therefore entitled to hear my voice, for whom I have become a concept which no longer can be replaced by the world, who have recognized me as the eternal Father who wants to turn you into his children and will not let go of you again until he has accomplished his goal. Once this separation from the world has taken place, the world will no longer succeed in winning the human being back, because my direct word will have granted enlightenment to him and he will not want to miss this light again. However, he will nevertheless constantly have to struggle with the world, since he still lives in the midst of the world and it will try to influence him in every way, because it is precisely this intimate dialogue which my adversary wants to disturb as and wherever possible. This is why it always requires a strong will to establish such an intimate bond with me that my voice can come through, drowning out the voice of the world. The human being's will can accomplish that, and then he will only ever sing my praises and give thanks to the one who speaks to him and thereby bestows an invaluable gift upon him. For my word is the visible or audible sign of my infinite love for you, my living creations. It demonstrates that it is in your own hands to establish such close contact with the highest and most perfect being that you will be able to hear his voice, and that you have the evidence of this communication when you write his sacred word down just as you receive it. This supremely perfect being speaks to you. Contemplate the meaning of these words. I speak to you from above, you hear my voice, you comprehend what I tell you, and thereby you can recognize your Father's voice who loves you and wants to possess you forever. I speak to you because I want you to come to me of your own free will, so that you will start your return to me into your Father's house, which I want to achieve by addressing you. But in order to hear my words, your will must be firm and strong. Time and again it must look for the heartfelt bond with me, who cannot be found on the surface of the world but far away from it. Consequently, all worldly thoughts must be suppressed and you must listen into the stillness of your heart, and then you will truly hear my word in all clarity, because my love especially applies to all those who try to reach me, who desire to hear me and to whom I therefore reveal myself according to my promise, that I will come to my own in spirit and remain with them until the end of the world. Single quote. Amen.